From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman. Some progress reported from Aleppo. Buses and ambulances are ready to evacuate people from the last remaining rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria today, but for the second straight day, there was uncertainty about whether the plan would proceed as agreed upon. Those in need of medical aid were due to be the first taken from eastern Aleppo, which the opposition seized in 2012. Other civilians and rebel fighters would follow later. Renewed violence was part of the reason the evacuation was postponed from its original start Wednesday, as both sides in the conflict blamed each other for breaching a ceasefire brokered by Russia and Turkey. Years of fighting and a government siege of Aleppo have left much of the city in rubble and drawn alarm from the international community and aid groups worried about the thousands of people in need of food and medical attention. The final departure of rebels from Aleppo would mark a major victory for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. His forces have been pressing a Russia-backed military campaign that accelerated in recent weeks as they captured more and more territory from the opposition. A U.S.-based research organization says the Chinese military is building anti-aircraft and anti-missile systems on the artificial islands it has constructed in the South China Sea in what may be a prelude to deploying combat aircraft to the disputed territory. The conclusion that new weapon systems have been placed on the reef results from months of analysis of commercial satellite imagery by the Asia Maritime Transparency Initiative. They've been tracking construction of structures on Fiery Cross, Mischief, and Subi Reefs in the Spratly Islands. This is VOA News. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev has lauded nominees for the incoming Trump administration as people with no anti-Russian stereotypes. Medvedev said in a televised interview Thursday that Moscow is glad ExxonMobil CEO Rex Tillerson has been nominated for Secretary of State. Describing him as someone with pragmatic thinking, Medvedev said President-elect Donald Trump's recent appointments show that he hires people who don't have ingrained anti-Russian stereotypes or any stereotypes. The Kremlin has cheered Trump's victory, although some top Russian officials have recently said they had no illusions and were not expecting relations between Russia and U.S., which were battered after Russia's annexation of Crimea in 2014, to improve overnight. Oil prices are in decline again after a recent rise when they reached about $56 a barrel, the highest in 18 months. The prices of crude oil went up after OPEC reached a deal with oil-producing countries outside the cartel to jointly reduce output to curb global oversupply. The price dipped Wednesday amid reports of a jump in crude inventories in the United States. There are concerns that an oil glut and a stronger dollar may lead to another drop in crude oil prices. VOA discussed the global oil situation with the Secretary General of OPEC. Zlata Chahok has more.
OPEC Secretary General Mohamed Barkindo told VOA that cartel members, as well as non-members, have been struggling in recent years.
Prices have crashed by as much as 80%. Companies have folded up in hundreds as a result of that. Investments in the industry have also contracted severely.
He says the situation is harmful not only to the oil industry, but also to the global community, because it is threatening future supplies. Zlatica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.
Leaders of the European Union meet in Brussels Thursday for a summit that follows a turbulent year for the 28-member grouping as questions loom over the integrity and future of the organization. Among the top challenges to be addressed at the one-day meetings in Brussels Thursday will be whether to continue sanctions against Russia over Ukraine, Europe's migrant crisis, and Britain's decision last June to leave the EU. British Prime Minister Theresa May is scheduled to leave the gathering earlier than the heads of the other 27 member states, who will meet for dinner and an informal discussion on their views of Brexit. May's exclusion from the dinner was one of the first visible signs of the reality that Britain, the second largest economy, will soon no longer be part of the bloc.
That's the latest world news from VOA.